like to thank everyone for coming. Those who are part of this year, those who came to support us, those who listened to Rav Lepp on the internet, it's a big simcha to be able to be here. The story that I've been thinking about, some of the boys who come to my onik Friday night might remember, I've been thinking about for about 2 months. It's a little boy, and everywhere he goes, all he can think about is his infatuation with the king. He has the king bumper stickers, king buttons, action figures. His whole life revolves around the king. One day the boy finds out that the king's coming to town. And he finds out that with a little bit of a push, he's going to be able to try to convince his mother to be able to be on the street when the carriage comes to town. So with excitement, he walks out to the street and he's sitting there. And the crowd is quiet and everyone's waiting. As a little boy does, he's a little bit bored. He sees a nice shiny rock on the floor and he picks it up into his hand. He's waiting and waiting for the king. Doesn't know what to do with the time, and he keeps staring at the rock. Suddenly he starts to hear a carriage in the distance. He's waiting and waiting, and still he doesn't see the king. Soldiers who come first, all the other members before the king comes. And while he's not paying attention to all that's going around him, in the side of his eye he sees the carriage coming. It's a metal carriage. And he has a nice shiny rock, and he says to himself, "Hey, I wonder if I can hit the carriage." So he picks up the rock. While no one's looking, he does a nice throw, lobs it in the air, and you hear a big thud. The whole crowd turns around at this little boy. And the soldiers come running. Who did this act against the king? They all come running to the little boy and they take him away. Whole town's talking about what to do. It's a little boy, it's a king. Maybe he should be killed, maybe he shouldn't be killed. And the defense that's stated for this boy is that his whole life revolves around the king. Everything he did was for the king. Every action that he did, he was in the king Boy Scouts. Everything that he did. So he made a mistake. Happens. Little boys get distracted. And in the end, that's what takes place. The king gets up and he says, "If it would be anybody else, the child, off with his head. Public disgrace to the king. But because I see that the boy didn't mean it, he was just distracted. But his reality was that he really, really respects the king. He's not going to, there'll be nothing that will be happening." Gemara in Brachos and Daf Nun Dalet Amud Aleph, the Mishnah, brings down that in Beis HaMikdash, during this first Beis HaMikdash, he used to say Min HaOlam. And Ezra was Misaki, and they're Misaki in the second Beis HaMikdash, that they should say Min HaOlam the Ad HaOlam, from this world until the next world. The Tzedukim were there, and they were afraid that the message that the Tzedukim were bringing to all the Klai Yisrael, to the whole world, was a message of seeing is believing. And if you don't see it, it's not really there. And during the time of the second Beis HaMikdash, there wasn't any more Nevuah, and there were things missing from the Beis HaMikdash. And Chazal were misakin. Actually, this is brought down by the Nefesh HaChaim. I also saw it in the Alei Shur. Chazal were misakin that we needed a daily a reminder. Every time we made a bracha by the Beis HaMikdash, we need to remind ourselves, Min HaOlam V'Ad HaOlam. The purpose of this world is in order to get us to the next world. And if because all the things that were taking place all around them, if it wouldn't be for that daily, or that every time they made a bracha, that antibody to think about a little bit, that Kadosh Baruch Hu runs the world, and that this world is only to get us to the next world, That's what we're going to need in order to build us up. Approximately 25 men every morning scrape themselves out of bed to come to this Amud Yom Yishir. One of them I heard, that's what I heard, it's one of their wives actually uses a water gun to get her husband up. These acts, morning after morning, declare, long live the king. I know the reality that this world is in order to get us to the next world. And even if during the day that declaration is forgotten, the next morning that declaration is declared once again. And not only that, I saw brought down in Rav Krohn's, one of the Magid books, that Rav Shapiro of Dafiyomi fame, one of the reasons why he made the Dafiyomi Shir was in order to bring unity to Klal Yisrael. There's no question that not only with this declaration that we're making daily, not only a declaration that we're making that this world is only for the next world, and per se, long live the king, but we're building our community. And that even has no boundaries. We see that people are coming from all over. Tonight, together, we look back with pride and look forward to this year's declaration of long live our king and our next reality, Masechta Shabbos. And I found out that tonight was the Shloshim, the end of the Shloshim of Shmuel Yaakov and Avram Yitzchak, Saba Berger. I was tremendously excited. Because on what better night can the Yishuv come together and make a statement, one that Saba Berger believed with every ounce of his body and every movement that he made. He was a living Amen Yehoshua Rabba. Long live the king. And he knew the reality every second. The purpose of life is only to get us to the next world. Before we make the Siyum, I want to thank all those that put the Siyum together. Or specifically, I want to change my thoughts. Against my normal nature, but I'm not going to thank all those who put together the Siyum. I will quickly thank Mira Hazen and Penina Small for arranging the Siyum. But one of the reasons that was told to me by one of the ladies I want to share. She said to me, what more could I do for my husband who wakes up every single morning and pushes himself to come to the Shir than to make something tonight to show him how much I support him. Every man who comes to the Shir knows, I think, that if our wives wouldn't be pushing us to come to the Shir, in all the ways that's needed, it wouldn't be there. And to thank a group of people who were, for whatever reason, had the time or the ability to be able to make the different things, I'm going to choose not to. But everyone knows that all the wives, in each of their own ways, is contributing for the success and the ability of their husbands to be able to finish this Masechta and come to the Shir. However, because I have the podium, and I'm kind of stuck, because I have to, because I want to, I want to thank my wife for not only allowing me to go to the Shir at a time that my help could have been given, but also for supplying the cookies every morning. One person told me he goes to the first minyan just to get the cookies. People say, Donnie, this is because of you. I say, it is because of you, Matityahu. I have many ideas. It takes Matityahu to make it a success. Someone said to me, hey, it's going to be like your bar mitzvah. You're going to be the center of attention. I said, it's Matityahu's simcha. They helped me grow and taught me so much. Matityahu, show pride. All that I do and will ever do is because of you. And to prove it, look who Matityahu is building now. Shmuel Jacobs, one of the youngest members of the Yamad Yomishir? Or how about our Messiah, Morty Gold, first time he's ever finishing a Masechtas tonight? Avrami? Morty, you can come on. Morty, your parents from afar are so proud of you and sent this cake to show you, to show just a little the nachas they feel from you tonight. Morty? Says, Mazel Tov, Morty, Ba'ava, Tati and Mama.